Okay, Be'ezrat Choker Tuchot, Natchil Masechet Menachot. The Mishnah in the Masechet Menachos is going to be familiar to some of us who were here last summer. It's parallel to the first Mishnah. Zvachan Kol HaMenachot Shenikmetu Shelo L'Shman K'sheirot Ela Shelo Ola L'Balam L'Shem Chova. Any mincha that you do the Kmitza Shelo L'Shma is kosher, except for the fact that it doesn't count to fulfill your obligation. And meaning, what does it mean? What's nafka being kosher? The nafka being kosher is two nafkaminas. A, that the kometz is, you're allowed to burn it on the mizbeach. And B, that the shirayim, what's left, the kohanim are allowed to eat. Yes. Except that they don't fulfill your obligation. And you have to bring another one. If it was an obligation to fill your obligation, chutz mi-minchas chote, minchas knos, except for minchas chote, minchas knos. Minchas chote is the towards the end of Parshas Vayikra, right? There is what's called a karban ola v'yored, a sliding scale karban, where if you do certain averos, what's called shuas ha'idos, and what's called shuas bitoy, and what's called tumas mikdash v'kadshav, if you're rich, you bring an animal, if you're poor, you bring a pair of birds, and if you're very poor, you bring a mincha as a chatas. That is more chamer, and minchas knos means the mincha v'sota. Those are more chamer, and they're pasul gamrei. Just like in the beginning of Zvachim, we had all the Zvachim, you bring shef shalol shman, are kosher, but they don't fulfill your obligation except for chatas and pesach, which are pasul. Here it's the minchas chote, minchas knaos, which are pasul.
Is it minchas chote where it says in time haaretz after nasi,
atat nasi, yesh? No, it's not there. It's v'nefesh ki techetav shama kol olav hu eid or yadam lo yadam. What?
There's a minchas chote after korban nasi.
Not in my chumash. Not in my chumash. In my chumash, it's just in Los Asig Yadol Lishnei Sarim or Lishnei Bnei Yonah Ve'vias Chatos Es Hashemah Asher Chatos Yivet Asir Visa Yipah Kema etc. etc. Okay, but check your chumash. So Minchas Chote and Minchas Knos Shek Matzan Shelo Lishman Natan Bekli Vehilech Vektir Shelo Lishman O Lishman Shelo Lishman O Shelo Lishman Pesulot. So a minchas chote and a minchas knos, that you did one of these four avodos shelo l'shma, either kvitza or nesina v'kli or holacha or haktara. If you did shelo l'shman, or you did one l'shman and another shelo l'shman, or not one shelo l'shman and the next one l'shma, meaning you did even part of it shelo l'shma psulot. Ketz l'shman shelo l'shman l'shem minchas chote l'shem minchas dava shelo l'shman shelo l'shem minchas dava l'shem minchas chote. Okay, there's a lot of things in this mishnah. One of the points of this Mishnah is the idea of kosher of lo'olo l'balam l'shem chova, which we are not going to be ma'ayin in this time around, because we were ma'ayin in a lot last summer. Another is the concept of doing one malach l'shman, another avod l'shman, another shalol l'shman, which we were ma'ayin in a little last summer. But the new things for Menachos are, number one, that the concept of shelo l'shma applies to menachos, right? That's the main chiddush. Someone who learns Vachim now learns menachos. Ah, the din of l'shma applies to menachos also, which we notice Rashi and Tosfos argue about how we know that, and we'll come back to. And the idea of these four avodos by menachos parallel to the four avodos by Zvachim, right? By Zvachim, our four avodos were shtita and Kabbalah. Kabbalah means you catch the dam in a kli, and Holacha, you carry it to the Mizbeach, and Zrika. The parallels are Kmitza, just like Shkita gets the blood out of the animal. Kmitza takes the kometz out of the mincha. Nitsina the kli, you put the kometz into a kli. Okay, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel makes this parallel. It says putting into a kli is similar to Kabbalah, even though you could differ. You could say, no, Kabbalah falls by itself, and the scene book that you put into a kli, but it seems the maskana is that it's the same idea. And holacha and haktara, you don't throw the komets on the side of the mizbeach, you burn the komets on the pyre of the mizbeach. Okay, so is there any difference between these four and those four, other than some of them are technically different actions, is the other thing we're going to get to. So hopefully today we'll discuss a little, A, the idea that l'shma applies to menachos, and B, the idea of the importance, relative importance of these four avodos. Let us read a little more in the Gemara, and then we'll come back to this. Lamali lemisna ella. Why does it have to say ella? And this is an exact copy and paste from the beginning of Zvachim, so we're not going to ayin it. I apologize to all those who weren't here last year. I think today is the last day I'm going to say things like this, so we're not going to ayin things. Ella, listening to lo olo bailam shem chova. Why did it say ella? Could have said velo. Ha kamashla on the bailam lo olo shem chova mincha gufat sheira. It's the ella is always a, you know, miot. Just. I mean, it's really kosher, but it's not that. It's kosher and lo olo bailam shem. It's kosher and non-kosher. It's kosher, but one small disability. What does that prove? That it doesn't fill your obligation, but it's still kosher even in the realm of l'shmava ashel shnuye. Now, fin is once you did shlo l'shma once, you're not allowed to do shlo l'shma again. So it's still considered kosher, and you have to do it l'shma. Kidu rava dam rava ola shachta shlo l'shma ashel lizvuk dama shlo l'shma ibayis ema svara v'ibayis ema kra. Rava could be coming from a svara, could be coming from a pasuk. Ibayis ema svara mishum v'shani b'kolhani lishum v'nezel because mishum v'shani b'kolhani lishum v'nezel because you did one thing wrong, different wrong. You should do more things wrong. That's not a misvar. You shouldn't be by Zemekra or from a pasuk. Motzas vasecha tishma v'yasisa kasher nadar to Hashem l'kach nedava. You should guard and do that which you promised as you were noder to Hashem nedava. Nedava nederhu. Right. The problem is that in lashon of the Chazal and in the Chumash, nedava and neder are two different things. Nedava means a free will offering which is not fulfilling an obligation. That's called Hari Zu Ola. This animal is an Ola. I don't know anything. This is an Ola. And if it dies, then nothing's an Ola. Neder means an obligation. I promise to bring an Ola. And I have to bring it no matter what. You know, this animal, not this animal, another animal. So is it an Adava or a Neder? Currently Neder, currently an Adava. Ella, in Koshin Adapter, sees a Neder in Lav, he an Adava. Okay, this is a Ramis to the Shul Lashma. If you fulfill your obligation the way you promised to and bring it Lashma, then it counts as a Neder. It fulfills your obligation. If you don't do it the way you promised, you bring it shalol l'shma, then it counts as an adava and doesn't fulfill your obligation. And an adava, mishar the shinuiva. And are you allowed to do a shinui to bring an adava shalol l'shma? No. Even though it's downgraded from neder to adava, it's still a kosher adava, and therefore you can't do the next stage shalol l'shma. Okay, that's rabba. Now, let's read a little more in the Gemara, and then we'll try to analyze some of these things I mentioned. Lema masnisa d'lokar of Shimon. It seems to me that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omar, kolam minachos shenikvus shalosh shalosh kshiros v'olu l'baylim shem chova. He seems to disagree with our Mishnah, right? Every mincha that you do the kmitza shalosh shma is kosher and fulfills your obligation, right? Meaning it's all kosher. Every mincha, even minchas chotei, minchas knos, and it fulfills your obligation. Totally against the Mishnah. Why? So what he says, or at least what he seems to say, is she'ena menachos dom lezvachim, because menachos are not like zvachim. Shakomitz machvas l'shomar cheshes maaseh mochichno leha l'shom machvas chariv l'shem blula maaseh mochichno leha l'shom chariva. Avol bezvachim enu kein shchita as l'kulon zricha as l'kulon kabbalah achas l'kulon. He says the fundamental difference between menachos and zvachim. Zvachim, they all look alike. Asham, ola, shlamim, chatas. They can all be the exact same animal. You know, you have a goat here, and it could be any of these carbonos. Could be any of these, you have a goat could be many of these carbonos. Each animal could be many different options of carbonos. And the only difference between them is what you're going to do with them at some stage in the process and what you were makdish it for. And therefore, shalol l'shma is siri shalol l'shma. If I have an ola, and I shecht it, for the sake of a shlomim instead of an ola, then that's really a significant change because it could really be a shlomim for all we know. As opposed to menachos, they all look different, right? There's different kinds of menachos. In the menachos, the dava, there's a marcheshes, and there's a machvas, and there's a mafet tanur, and there's soles, it could be flour, it could be cooked, fried in one kind of pan, deep fried, it could be fried, it could be baked. They all look totally different. And when it comes to, let's say, minchas chote and minchas knos, those are what's called chareva. They are dry, right? They lo yitain ola, lo yisim ola shema, lo yitain ola luana. Those are very different. Dry flour is obviously very different from batter of flour mixed with oil, or flour mixed with oil. And therefore, what do I mean? Minchas chova, minchas chote, l'shem minchas adava. I have dry flour. Say, oh, I've been doing this komes for the sake of minchas adava. It's obviously not a minchas adava. It's dry. And therefore, since it's sort of muchach mitocho, as it were, that whatever I say is batal muvatal, what I'm saying is just silliness. It's not a serious change. It's just silliness. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no psul of shul l'shma, not for oli l'shem chova, and not for psul l'gamri. So our Mishnah seems to be against, Rabbi Shimon, and they go through. There are three answers the Gemara is about to give for a stira internally within Rabbi Shimon. Ravashi says he didn't really mean what it sounds like he means. He only means that if I am komets this minchas machmas for the sake of a marcheshes, that's not a psul. Why? For technicalities. Because a marcheshes is not a type of carbon. A marcheshes is a kind of pot. And therefore, pen. And therefore, that's not puzzle. But if I would actually do shalosh shema minchas machas the shom minchas marcheshes, it would talk to be puzzle against the simple shot of what Rishon said. According to that, masnisa minchas shom mincha, no problem, because he says all Rav Shimon meant was there's no psul shalosh shema when I think or talk about the pan instead of the mincha. In the Mishnah, I talked about the mincha. There's a psul shalosh shema. Elo the Rabba of Rava my ikalamimer, but how can Rabba and Rava get our mission to work with their Shimon? Chitem, we could become a Shani Rava, Kamashinu Kodesh, Kamashinu Bailim. And if you say, like Rava says, no, it's only Shinu Kodesh if I make it into, think, a different kind of carbon that he's machshir, like Pshadik's words. But if I, it's a Ruvain's carbon and I think it should be Shimon's mincha, then that's not visible. Then that is a real psul shul l'shma. Then you can't get it to work because he says Rav Shimon admits Shinui Bailim is a real shalol l'shma, but our Mishnah Hamasni Shinui Kodesh Udikdani Kesos Ram Shalosh Ram Shalom Echaz Kodesh Shalom Echaz Dabek. Clearly, it's not talking about the owner; it's talking about what type of carbon it is. The Inami Kedushani Rava, and if you give the Rava's answer, Kamikos Minchol Shom Mincha, Kamikos Minchol Shom Zevach, he also says not like the simple shot of Rav Shimon when you're coming to Mincha l'shem another Mincha. He says it is kosher, but if you're coming to Mincha l'shem a Zevach, then it would be pasul. Again, nothing to do with how obviously a mincha is not a zevach. I'm going to say mincha l'shem shlomen, even though it's obviously it's not a shlomen because it's flour and not bleeding, or mooing. But nonetheless, that's pasul. So he admits, or Shimon admits, it's pasul. If you come to mincha l'shem zevach, hamas nisa mincha l'shem mincha. Mas mishnah is talking about mincha l'shem mincha. Turn shloshem shlomen shem mincha double shem mincha chote. And clearly for Rava and Rava, Rav Shimon is against the Mishnah. Okay, I'm chavar to Masnis El Rav Rav Mechard Masnis Lo Rav Shimon. Fine, according to Rav and Rav, our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. And according to Rav and Rav, our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. According to Ravashi, it is fine. Tosos here brings up an interesting side point in Dibur Maskel Shchita Achas Lekulan. Dibur Maskel Shchita Achas Lekulan, the common part of Halukim Shchitasan. Later on, they ask. It's not actually the same shchita for all zvachim because some are in the tzafon, some are in the darum. We'll get to that later. Why do you mention three of the four? Shchita, kabbalah, and zrita. Why didn't he mention holacha achas l'kulan? No problem. He says mishum dav yavodu she'efshel levatla Rav Shimon de'efshel levatla. This is Rav Shimon l'shitase in the I think the third mission of Masechas Zvachim. I can count to the Gemara, it wouldn't really prove anything because it's not always broken up the same way. But at least the way the Gemara breaks up the Mishnayos, the third mission of Masechet Zvachim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says Rabbi Shimon Machshir Behilach Shai Omri Efshar Shlo B'Shchita Shlo B'Kol Shlo B'Zrika Vel Efshar Below Hilach. Rabbi Shimon himself, the Shitase, says there's no psul of machshava in hilach. If I do the holacha, meaning I carry from zveach shelo l'shma, or l'shem pigol, or any of the other bad machshavas, which we'll talk about this summer, it's no psul. There's no psul of machshava when it comes to holacha. Why? Because it's efshel avatla. You don't. It's optional. You need to sheft or else it's not a karban. You need to do kabbalah or else it's not a kosher karban. You need to zrika, it's not a kosher karban. Why do you need to do holacha? Just to get it to the mizbeach. But if you shefted on the side of the mizbeach, you wouldn't need to do holacha. Since holacha is optional, an optional avoda is not so significant. And therefore, there's no psulim machshava by holacha, which is optional according to Rabbi Shimon. And here it's Rabbi Shimon talking, that's why he left that holacha. Now Tosfos asks this segues into another question. That was a nice idea from Rav Shimon. Works well. Rav Shimon Lashitase mentioned 3 out of 4. The question is this. We have a parallel between, actually it's funny, there's a parallel between the first Mishnah in Menachos, the Mishnah we just read, and the first Perek of Zvachin. First Mishnah in Menachos is parallel to the first Perek of Zvachin. And the, I think it's already the second Mishnah in Menachos, yeah, is parallel to the second Perek of Zvachin. So it moves a little faster at the beginning. Okay, why does it move a little faster at the beginning? Maybe because since everything is said in Zvachim, we don't have to repeat everything. So either some of the things discussed in the first paragraph of Zvachim are things that don't apply to Menachos, like the Mishnah about Pesach. What if you shecht the Pesach on the morning of the 14th? Okay, that's no parallel there. And there's a machlokas whether an Usham is like a Chatas. No parallel here. And there are some Mishnayos in the first paragraph of Zvachim which don't have to repeat it here because they're so obviously parallel that it's not necessary to repeat them. So one of those is Rabbi Shimon Machshir Behiloch. It says Rabbi Shimon Machshir Behiloch in Zvachim. Why doesn't it say Rabbi Shimon Machshir Behiloch in Menachos? So Tosa says, Rabbi Shimon de Polaga Heloch Mezevach lo itzred lefluge Behiloch de Menachos. He doesn't need, you don't need the Mishnah Menachos say Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher if you have the wrong thought during Halacha, because he said it for Zvachim, so it applies to Menachos also. That's very fair. All the Rishonim, everyone I've seen assumes that you don't need to repeat everything by Menachos. Obviously, they repeat the basic idea. Kol Menachos, Shniknus, and Shulul Shman. But they don't need to repeat every detail. If it's exactly the same, no need to repeat it. So why did Rabbi Shimon not get involved in saying he's Machshir B'Halacha? Because he already said it by Zvachim. But now Tos asks the question. Aval teima ktsas, amai lo palig bekabolo de menachos. De efshar nami levat lo de Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say something that is new? Kabbalah. By Kabbalah he means the sin of a kli. By Kabbalah of Zvachim, no one would argue and say there's no psul machshava. By Kabbalah of Menachos, Rabbi Shimon should argue and say there's no psul machshava, because it's also optional. Why? Lishitase. Only according to him. Kilkam perkumitz rabba, my time to Rishimon, bala ov de biyad, ov de bimin kechatos, imkein loboy kabbalah. In the Mishnah later on, says if you bring the kometz to the mizbeach, not in a klisharit, it's possible. Rabbi Shimon says you can bring it in your hand without a klisharit. So Rabbi Shimon says optional, you can bring it in your hand without a klisharit. There are three opinions that are right there exactly what Rabbi Shimon meant. One of them has a tiyuk against it. There are two left. Both of those two agree that for Rabbi Shimon, you actually don't need to put the kometz into a klisharit. Now, the mincha, let me be very, very clear. The mincha needs to be a normal mincha needs 2 klisharit. You have to first put it in a klisharit. Ketzat seder avas mincha. There's a very nice brisa that tells you the exact procedure for bringing a mincha. Should have put that on the Makor sheet before Daf Beis. How do you bring a mincha before we start Daf Beis? If I was more organized, I would have thought of that. For some reason, this brisa is hiding Masechah Sota. The brisa says very, very nicely, Seder Menachos. Okay, it's also Tosefta Menachos. Sota Yudal Daladon Beis. What's a Seder Menachos? We should just make sure we know what we're talking about. I think I know what I'm talking about, but just make sure we're on the same page, right? That's a nice way to say it. Make sure we're on the same page. If you open up to your Tosefta in the back, I assume it's the same, quote accurately in the Sefer Sota. Anyway, the last Tosefta in the first parak, or you could just listen. Ketzat Seder Menachos. Hayimaviyam etok beisob klikesem klizahav. You bring it from your house in a gold and silver kelim just for Hidur Mitzvah. The first step is you would take the mincha and you would put it and mekadesh the whole mincha in a klisharis. From that time on, it had the kedusha of a karban, meaning it was hektish beforehand. Maybe a week ago I said, this is hektish to be a mincha. And Mishnayos and Me'ilah tell us, once you say it's hektish bepeh, now if you use it for secular purposes, that is considered sacrilege, which I think is the translation of Me'ilah. But then, how do you make it into a karban? You go to the Beis HaMikdash and put in the Kli Sharis. Now it becomes all the chumers of the Kli Karban, meaning if it's Vol Yom or Mechus or Kippur and touches it, it becomes possible. If it sits overnight, it becomes possible. If it goes outside the Azar, it becomes possible. Now that all the Kedusha, you're Mekadosh and the Klisharis, the whole thing. Benos Neishtamna Levota, how you add the Shemen and Levona, assuming it's like a regular Mekadosh Shemen and Levona. Nechnas Magisha Bekerem Maravis Mizrachis Dromis, Ledromos Shel Keren. Okay, exactly where you do it, we're not going to get into now, as well as Tanarim. Then he does Hagasha. Most Menachos need Hagasha. You take the Kli, or the Kohen takes the Kli. Tosus said in the beginning of the Sechet that most Rishonim, the Kohen takes the Kli, and he touches it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. That's called Hagasha. Menicha b'mizbeach v'dayu, just touches the mizbeach, that's good enough. U'mesalik l'vonto misad echad, you move the l'vonto away, because you need to take the komets of the flower. The komets from makom ha-shemen, and you take the komets from whatever part has the most shemen, if it's not distributed evenly, the most soaked part of it. V'no b'tol kli sharis, u'mekadosh b'tol kli sharis. You take the komets, that's kmitza, and then you put the komets into a kli sharis, and you're mekadosh it in a kli sharis, meaning there's two kli sharis involved. One kli sharis mekadosh the whole mincha, then you do kmitza, but what makes the komets holier than the rest of the mincha? After all, the whole mincha gets eaten. The komets gets offered burnt on the mizbeach. You put the komets into a second kli sharis, and you mekadosh the komets in a second kli sharis.
Until what part is kosher bizarre?
What?
So which part is kosher bizarre?
Possibly no part. Kmitza is definitely not kosher bizarre. Pre-kmitza, the hagasha, or some need snufa, not a regular one, the hagasha is machlok rishonim. It's not 100% clear in shas whether it's kosher bizarre or not.
In the klisharis
rishonim. Can a zar put it in the first klisharis? I believe so. I assume so. A zar can put it in the first klisharis. But obviously not in the second klisharis. That's one of the four avodos. Okay, and then he says, Malakai sal Levona no sal Gabe, you add the Levona to the Komets, Umala oto al Gabe Mizbeach, you take this second Klishari with the Komets and Levona, and you bring it up to Mizbeach, Umolcho, you add salt, Vinosin al Gabe Mizbeach, the Haishin, and you put it on the fire in Mizbeach, Vashirayim nitin le Kohanim, and the leftover gets eaten by the Kohanim. Okay, very simple, that is the Brisa, that's how you do it, and the scene of a Kli is putting in the second step, and the, but, however, that is according to the Chacham. According to Rishimon, according to the ways we paskin, and Tosfos will take this way called the Rehuda Breda Rav Chiya, it's optional. You don't have to put it in that second Kli Sharis, according to Rishimon. And, as a matter of fact, Tosfos is working here according to the most mainstream opinion that's quoted most often in Shas of Rishimon, which is Rehuda Breda Rav Chiya, but that it says, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi Kachatas V'cha Asham. What do we dash from that? How is it like a Chatas like an Asham? Obviously, if you're the Ibn Ezra, you just say, yeah, it's Kodesh Kodashim, it's clearly Kodesh Kodashim, right? It's only eaten by Zichrei Kahuna, etc. Why say Kachatas V'Kalashim? So if the Ibn Ezra, you just say, okay, you know, the Chumash used a few examples to drive the point home. But in Halacha, we're not the Ibn Ezra. Why do you have to say Kachatas V'Kalashim? So the answer is, in some ways like Kachatas, in some ways like the Asham, in what way? So he darshins it. One of the ways, two ways that it's darshin in Shas, is Achatas is all according to Rishimon. Everything I'm saying now is according to Rishimon. According to the Chachamim, every avoda has to be done with your right hand. Rabbi Shimon is more makel. He says, an asham, you can pour the blood with your left hand. But achatas, we have to use your finger to put the blood, you have to use your right hand. So he says, achatas, how do you put the blood on this bath? You dip your finger and apply the blood to the four corners of your finger. An asham, you pour it from a bowl. And an asham, you pour it from a bowl, even with your left hand. Doesn't have to be, but even with your left hand. So it says Rabbi Shimon, there's only Rabbi Shimon's shita. But he says, building on his own shita, kachatas v'kashom, if you want to use your hand, you have to use your right hand like a chatas. So if I want to just take the komets, have no second kli. Just take the komets, carry it up the ramp and throw it on the fire, I have to use my right hand. If I want to use a kli, then I'll put in a kli and carry the kli up and then throw it on the fire, I can carry that kli with my left hand. That is what Rabbi Shimon says according to the most mainstream understanding.
What about the Levona?
So the Levona, the same thing. Either I could take, you don't have to be matched to the Komets and Levona at the same time. Either I could take the Komets in my right hand, burn it, and then take the Levona in my right hand and burn it, or I could put them both in a kli and carry it with my left hand and burn it. But yeah, it's not, there's no requirement that you have to burn them at the exact same second.
I mean, there is a clear going, though. I mean, here we're talking about a halachic alternative, whereas they were talking about an environmental alternative, like just moving something closer.
Okay, I know that.
I thought you were waiting for an answer.
I was about to be. Okay, so the So Tosfos asks the following kasha. Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Shimon, Nesina Bakli is optional. Because if I use my right hand, I don't need to do Nesina Bakli. Only if I use my left hand, I need to do Nesina Bakli. So it's also optional. So since it's optional, Rabbi Shimon should say, Rabbi Shimon is machshir, a machshava shelo lishma, in Hiluch and Nesina Bakli. And then he couldn't rely on what he said in Zvachim. Because Zvachim, he only said Hiluch. Hiluch halacha, same thing. So that's Tosfos kasha. Why doesn't, why is it a tamei ktsas? Because it's only a question from omission. Why didn't he say it? But tamei ktsas, why he didn't say that Nasan Bakli shelo lishma is kasher, v'alo l'shem chova, kasher l'gamre, because it's an avodah she'efshel avatlo, and therefore it's not significant in defining what you're doing here. That's Tosfos kasha. And hopefully we got to see, there are three main drachim in the achronim how to answer this kasha. Okay, so Yonatan wanted to answer this kasha first. Right, and Yonatan wanted to say he wanted to accept Tosfos' assumption. Let's just look at the status of Nesina Bikli Lefi Rav Shimon. Status of Nesina Bikli Lefi Rav Shimon, and even according to the way Tosfos quotes here from Shimon, which is that you have the right-hand option and the left-hand option. So Tosfos' assumption is that it is an avoda she'efshar levatla, right? So Tosfos says avoda she'efshar levatla, and therefore he says this should be a classic machlokas from Shimon Chacham about the concept of avoda she'efshar levatla. Why is there a Mishnah that says from Shimon's machshir and machsheves nisina b'kli v'hilach she'avoda she'efshar levatla he? That's Tosfos kasha. So what does Yonatan want to answer? He wants to answer there's a difference between holacha she'efshar levatla and nesina b'kli she'efshar levatla. They're both efshar levatla in some surface level, but what's the difference? Say it again.
Shimon says that you can the avoda becomes batal if you can take it out in a simple environmental or physical way, moving something closer to the mizbeach. But having another halacha conduit doesn't take away that status.
So this is what most of the achronim answer, right? Who did I put on this sheet who answers this way? The Griz. The Griz assumes this answer. The Sfas Emes in his first answer answers this way. The Karen Ora answers this way. He meanders a bit according to different Amorim that we don't hold like, but then he answers this way. Most of the Achronim answered Yonatan's answer. They accepted Tosfos' basic premise that it's Avodah she'efshar levatla, but they say, well, it's not exactly the same kind of efshar levatla, right? So Tosfos Avodah she'efshar levatla. So and then it becomes a question, right? How do you answer the question? So one derech is the Griz and the Karen Ora and the Sfas Emes. Roman numeral one, that just means his first answer. And the Sfas Emes' first answer. And they say, no, there's two different kinds of efshar levatla. There's efshar levatla within one track and efshar levatla of two different tracks, right? That's what Yonatan's saying. In Holacha, there's only one track of bringing an Ola. You shecht it, you get the blood, and you go to the Mizbeach and pour the Mizbeach. But if you happen to be next to the Mizbeach, then you don't have to walk to the Mizbeach because you're already there. But there aren't two separate tracks with separate rules. It's just a track with something that you might or may not need to do. So, he says no. There's the contrast. They say that by Holacha, it is Efshar Levatla within the same track. In the same track, I'm doing the same choice. There's no multiple choice. There's only one option for bringing a zevach. However, depending on where I'm standing, I might or might not have to walk. That's efshar levatla. However, by nesina bikli, there are two separate tracks. Right? Within the track of smol and yamin. Within the track of yamin, there's no nesina bakli. There's no such thing. Within the track of smol, nesina bakli, efshar levatla. Within, there are two tracks. How do I know there's two tracks? because one needs your min and one you're allowed to do bismol. That shows there are two different tracks. And a chanami, I could have chosen a different track. But nonetheless, each of those tracks has its own integrity. And therefore, if I choose the track of Yamin, then I won't do Nesina B'Kli. But if I do the track of Smol, then it was Yishol Avalo. Within the track of Smol, I need to do Nesina B'Kli. I need to do Nesina B'Kli within that track. And that's Tosa's Chiddush. The Achronim's Chiddush. The Achronim's Chiddush is that you only call it Yishol Avalo if it's Yishol Avalo within this track. If you have to choose two different tracks, then you have to look at each track as a universe in and of itself. And if you're carrying it with your left hand, then you chose the track of Smol. In the track of Smol, it was necessary to put in the Kli, because Bala over the Smol over the Kli ke'asham, and therefore it was Eif Shalavatla within your track. And that's just the answer, to look at it as two separate tracks.
It looks like there's no requirement in the Sin of a Kli by Yamin. I mean, you can do Yamin and the Sin of a Kli.
Fair enough, but at least there's no requirement. If there's no requirement, then it's not an avoda. Of course, you're allowed to. It would be interesting. What if you did a b'min and put in the kli? Which track would you be doing? Okay, I don't know. It's a good question.
Because they talk of that.
Okay. No, I'd say no din of nesina b'kli. You know, you l'chora, it's not possible to put in the kli, but there's no din, and maybe you're even just switching tracks. Okay, that is the way most of the Achronim answer Tosfos Kasha.
Another possibility is that the Yad is a Kli.
Aha, okay, good. Hold that thought.
Isn't the Drush of the Gemara Yad versus Kli, not Yamin versus Smol?
Yes. Bala Ovda V'Yad Ovda. Where's the Lashon? Let's just find the Lashon. You're right. You're saying I was saying it unfairly. One second. Let me just find it. Yeah. The it used to be easy. You just looked in the margin for where the Torah Orv was. Let me just find it. Here we are. Bala of the Yad of the Min Kechatas Bekli of the Smol Ka'ashem. If you want to choose the Derech of Yad, you use a Kli. If you want to choose the Derech of you use Yamin. If you want to choose the Derech of Kli, you use Smol. But I think it comes down to the same thing. Two different tracks. I don't think it really makes a difference. Now, that is one answer. However, Jonathan suggests a different answer, which is not, he's not the first to think of it. Who's the first to think of Jonathan's answer? The who? I don't think so. The Tzon Kachim. The Tzon Kachim is the Achronim are a little different in Kachim. Maybe we're familiar with some of them from past years. The Tzon Kachim is the... He had a parish in Olav Shas, which is not so popular anymore. It's the Toras Chaim, I think it's called. Toras Chaim. It's on the Bar Ilan, one of the first Achronim on the Bar Ilan, because it's a very early Achron. The Tzon Kachim, Rav Ram Chaim Shor, he also has the... I think maybe it's called the Bechor Shor, Ram Hilchita, etc. The Tzon Kachim makes the following suggestion. And he based himself on a Gemara on Sota Daf Yudalim and Beis. Remember we read that Tosefta together? The Gemara on Sota Daf Yudalim and Beis analyzes the Tosefta. Says, okay, that's how you bring a Mincha. But let's analyze the Lashon. Most of the Lashon is relatively straightforward. And most of the analysis is just, it says you have to do this. Why? Because this is the Pasuk. It says you do this. Why? That's the Pasuk. Okay. We probably know the Pesukim already. But one of the analyses is this. The Gemara asks, you put the komet into kli sharis and you sanctify it in that kli sharis. Why do you have to re-mekadish the komet? You already mekadish the whole mincha in the first kli sharis. The answer is, just like blood of a zebach, dam afagav the kaddish day sakim mitzav rehem ahadar makshle kli sharis, just like the dam, the sakin, which was a klisharis. Okay, that's its own issue. Let's assume for now the sakin is a klisharis. The sakin touched the blood when you shechted and was mekadish it, but yet you need to mekadish it again by kabbalah of a klisharis. Likewise, the comments, even though you put in a klisharis once more mekadish it as part of the mincha, you need to be mekadish it separate from the rest of the mincha in a second klisharis. Okay, what's the interesting about this gemara? There's a havamina that there should be no need for a second, for what's called kiddush comments. have me, and there's no need for Kiddush Kometz because you're already Mekadosh the whole Mincha. Mashmah, that's not true. You need Kiddush Kometz. Why? The Kometz needs to be sanctified. It needs to be Niskadesh on a higher Madrega than the rest of the Mincha. It's all Kachi Kachim, but the rest of the Mincha is Kachi Kachim HaNe'achalim. And the Kometz is the Matir, is what's brought in the Mizbeach to represent. As Karasa, represent the Omecha, needs a higher level of Kedusha, therefore you need a second Klisharis. It's clear from this Gemara that the function of Nesina Bekli is two things. The function of Kabbalah by blood of a Zevach is not merely in order to be able to then continue. After all, what would happen if you didn't catch the blood in a Kli? It would spill on the floor and you wouldn't be able to do the Zrika. But it's not just practically you need to catch it in a Kli in order to do the Zrika. Not even that you need to catch it in a Kli Shari so you could do the Zrika from a Kli Shari. No, the point of Kabbalah is to add a level of Kedusha to the Dam by catching it in a Kli Shari, as well as practically to then be able to do Zrika. Likewise, the Nesinas Kometz Bekli is not just to have the Kometz in a Kli so you can then carry it conveniently up the ramp to Nozdeach. The reason for Kiddush Kometz Bekli is to add another level of Kedusha to that Kometz. Says the Tzon Kachin, based on that insight, that Kabbalah, Nisinas Kometz Bekli, is Kiddush Kometz, he says, really, it's Iyav Shelevadla. Really, he has a new pshat in Reb Shimon, says the Tzon Kachim. He says, really, don't say Nesina Bekli. Nesina Bekli is the best way using practical language to describe the second avodah done to a mincha. But it's not the best conceptual way to describe the second avodah done to a mincha. The best conceptual way to describe that second avodah is Kiddush Kometz. Kiddush Kometz. Kiddush Kometz Bekli, normally. Says the Tzon Kachin's big finish, he says that it is really avoda she'i efshar levatla. Kiddush Kometz is really avoda she'i efshar levatla. It's not optional. What's optional for Shimon? It's optional to be mekadesh the Kometz in a kli. And this is a tremendous kiddush of the Tzon Kachin. As a matter of fact, the Karen Ora and the Chok Nasan do not like this Kiddush of the Tzon Kachim. They think it's a little too radical, but says the Tzon Kachim, it's really about Sheev Shalavatla. What needs Sheev Shalavatla? If I use my right hand, I can take it without a Kli. So the big Kiddush of the Tzon Kachim is...
The problem is because it isn't differentiated enough, is that it? Because if he just takes the Kometz
no.
Continues with it, there's no differentiation. You haven't added a step.
You haven't been Mekadesh yet. It's not that that's a Regi, it's that you haven't been Mekadesh yet. A big Kiddush Tzon Kachim is, this is what Rosh Hashanah means by two tracks. You can either be Mekadesh it with a Klishare, by putting it in a Klishare, or you could be Mekadesh it by putting it in a Yad Yamin. The Yad Yamin counts the Klishare for the Yad Smol doesn't. You put it in your Yad Smol, it's not Kaddish. But the Yad Yamin counts the Klishare for the limited purpose of being Mekadesh the Mincha. That's what the Tzon Kachim says. He says exceedingly clearly. He says that because what is Reb Shimon Shita? Reb Shimon needs a second avoda of Kiddush Kometz. His Kiddush is just that Efshar Lekadesh Bekli O B'yad Yamin. Okay, here it gets a little trickier, meaning he makes it sound very good, the way I just said it over. Do you want to ask Kasha?
Yeah. I'm assuming, I mean, at least the way Rabbi's presenting it, is that this small Kli or Yamin with your Yad are like two different halachic avenues. And if that's true, then the field that's on Kachim, what would happen if, like, you did Kabbalah or Nesina in Kli small, but the Kavana that you wanted it to be in your right hand, meaning you mix that up. So since the Kli is Bechora an option, the field
that gets into whether Kli Sharis or Mekachin Shalul Ladas, it sounds like. No. Tell me again your question.
That you put it in small bakli, but your kavana was, oh, I'm grabbing this with my right hand. I'm doing kamitsa with my right hand.
That's a funny case.
No, but it's a different halachic avenue, and it would be
right.
And the kli itself, the chora, is optional. So with its own kachrin, say that lufi this, that would the chora be batala, and therefore there would be no psal.
He might say the whole mincha is possible in the first place because you never did a kiddush kometz.
Sure you did.
Not the kavanah.
But the kli itself will give a kiddush.
Not shalom kavanah necessarily.
I mean, it is the kavanah that you mean to be kaddish.
Okay, I'm not so sure that I'm following your case. Anyway, this is big kiddush. The reason why it's a big kiddush is because it seems like everyone agrees kmitza needs to be biyamin. It's just a question of how you carry it afterwards, the difference between yamin and small. So you'd have to say, well, if you do the kmitza biyamin and carry it afterwards biyamin, that's considered a kabbalah biyamin, and the yamin is mekadesh. If you do the kmitza biyamin and threw it into klisharis, the klisharis is mekadesh. But if you do a kmitza biyamin and then you carry it with a small, then that's considered just putting it into the small, and it's a lack of kiddush kometz. Anyway, this is the Kiddush of the Tzom Kodshim that everyone agrees you need Kiddush Kometz, parentheses, Bekli. The only Kiddush of Shimon is that the Yad Yamin can substitute for the Kli to do Kiddush Kometz. Oh, I said I was going to read you the Lashon, so you'd see I wasn't making it up, even though it was on the Makoros, so you know I'm not making it up. Says he, Aval Kabbalah, Afagav the Efshul Vatla Bekli. You can be mevatel the kli part of Kabbalah. Al kolbon mi efshel levatel gamri. You can't be mevatel this second avoda of Kabbalah of kiddush kometz. The certainly kabbal be yad v'yamin davka, because you have to do Kabbalah be yad yamin if you don't do Kabbalah be kli. Meaning besides the kmitza, apparently he considers that if you do kmitza be yamin and then continue carrying it be yamin, it's as if you also have a Kabbalah be yamin, and that yamin has the power of kli sharis only according to Rav Shimon to be mekadesh. That is the shita of the tzom kachin. What? Or to put it on the isha, let's say to put it right. You could already be Baruch Hashem Mizbeach to burn it.
That's what I asked before. There's no distinct act.
So the distinct act would be that if I'm kometz biyamin, and now here I'm going against a certain Rambam, we'll have to leave that for now. That's some question that I have to work with Moshe Shonim. If I'm kometz biyamin and then I carry it or don't carry it and throw it onto the fire biyamin, that counts as a Kabbalah biyamin because I did more actions with my yamin.
But it's not distinct. That's why I see.
It's not distinct. That's the chiddush of Tzom Kodshim. Okay.
Okay.
But that's why Tzom Kodshim is a chiddush. That's why most people don't agree with it.
And then you have a right to opt out and then to put it into a kli and use a different track, and then you're not makadosh it with the
Yeah, now, I guess at what point would we decide what track you're on? You know, would it be Lema Freya when you actually get to the Haktara? I would think, according to most Rishonim, probably when you get to the Haktara, we see which track you're on. But that you're asking the same very good question. At what moment does it count as Kabbalah B'yad Yamin, according to the Tzom Kodshim? At what moment does it count as Kabbalah B'yad Yamin? What moment determines that I've been Yotze, Kiddush Kometz, but said B'yad Yamin? And the answer is, I'm not sure. Yesh Lain. Okay, there's a third approach also possible here, maybe what the Sfas-Em is trying to say in the second answer, although, you know, maybe I'm going to say it over in a little bit sharper, and I don't know if this is exactly what he meant. But it has to do with a machlokas between Rashi. This is clearly the Havamina, I think, of the Griz, between Rashi and the Shittim Govetzes on Daf Yudam and Beis. Let's look at Rashi and Daf Yudam and Beis. Says Rashi, the fourth last line. This is the same drasha that I quoted from Nafchafav. The Tosfos quoted Bal Ovda Biyad, etc. La Ovda Bekli, fourth last line in Rashi and Yudam Beis. What does it mean, the Ovda Bekli? She Kiddush Kometz Bekli. Ovda Le Kiddush Kometz B'Smol. If you want to do Kiddush Kometz Bekli, you can use your left hand. Right? You can put in the Kli with your left hand. Okay, Kiddush Kometz Bekli. Seder. Shidu Gubetza says an interesting Haggah here. What does Shidu Gubetza say? Sorry, I have an Ozva Hadar, so I don't necessarily have the same Shidu Gubetza as everyone. But if you find the right Shidu Gubetza, he says.
Do you have an Oz?
In the Vilna Shas, it is Os Yodalit. The second half of Yodalit.
In the back, they have a
place. Yeah, yeah, in the back they have the osios. Here he says, Bala Ovda, if you have an Ozva Hadar, it's the middle of the second widest line. Bala Ovda, remember, he's here competing with Rashi. Here he actually is giving an alternate Gersa of Rashi, it seems. Right? So what's he saying? Our Rashi says, Ovda Bakli, Shekidish Komets Bakli. Here he says, the very parallel, Bala Ovda Lahaktira Bakli. The Bakli Atzma Nosna Al Gabe Ha Ishim Ovda Besmol. Meaning, Rashi says, Bala Ovda Bakli means Kiddish Komets Bakli. He says, Bala Ovda Bakli means Haktara Bakli. If you want to throw it onto the fire in a kli, you can use your smol. It's hard to tell how much we medayik from the Shita Gubetzes. It's hard to tell, was he Dafka rejecting our Gerson Rashi, or was he just being a farish? But Rashi mentions Kiddush Kometz Bakli, and the Shita Gubetzes does not mention Kiddush Kometz Bakli. He only mentions Haktar Bakli. So this may be an argument from silence. But clearly Rashi emphasizes Kiddush Kometz Bakli. Shivan Gebetzes omits Kiddush Kometz Bakli. What might that mean? So what that might mean is that not that it's an Avodah She'ef Shel Avatla, just maybe two tracks. Not that it's Avodah She'ef Shel Avatla, maybe the radical other possibility, diametrically opposed possibility, that it's not an Avodah at all. Not the Zavoda She'ef Shel Avatla or Yef Shel Avatla. Maybe there is no Avoda of Nesina Bakli at all, according to. Maybe there's no Avoda of Nesina Bakli at all, according to Rabbi Shimon. What do we mean by this? Doesn't he say Ovda Bakli? Bala Ovda Besmol, Ovda Bakli, Ovda Besmol? No, maybe what he means is that you. Now again, what do I mean by Yom Nesina Bakli? I'm basing myself, just like Tzon Kutchim, on the Goren Sota. We're not talking about whether physically you need to put it into a kli or don't need to put it into a kli. We're talking whether you need Kiddush Kometz. Do you need this additional stage? Because you know what? If you only need to put it into a kli because you need to have it in a kli later, or not put it into a kli because you don't need to have it into a kli later, that's not halachically significant. That doesn't make halos avoda. It's not halos avoda to put it into a kli because you need it to be in a kli in a minute from now. It's only halos avoda if you're actually accomplishing something. So, Kiddush Kometz, not a vote at all, what he's saying is that Rav Shimon holds you don't need Kiddush Kometz at all, in either track. No matter which way you don't need Kiddush Kometz. In either track, you don't need Kiddush Kometz. Doesn't one of the tracks say, Ba'ovda, Ba'la'ovda Bikli? Ovda Bakli, like the Shita Gubetzes says, doesn't mean you're Mekadesh at Bakli. It doesn't mean like some Kutchim, Mekadesh at Bakli is supposed to Mekadesh it by hand. Or like Tosfos in the Achronim, Mekadesh at Bakli is supposed to not Mekadesh it. No, Ovda Bakli means do the Haktara Bakli. If you want to pour it onto the fire with a Kli, you can use your left hand. If you want to throw it onto the fire with your hand, you can use your right hand. But it's not talking about Nesina Kabbalah Bakli at all. In either track, Bala Ovda Biyad, Le Ovda Bikli means Haktara Bikli. Now, I know you'll tell me, if you really want to be like that, you'll say, well, in order to be Makdrit Bikli, you have to be Nosin Bikli first. So does that prove there's a Sina Bikli? Yes, technically, you have to be Nosin Bikli if you want to be Makdrit Bikli, because it's not going to get to the Kli on its own, although maybe it could get to the Kli on its own. But the point is, it's not halakhically significant. It's Haktara Bikli, not Kiddush Kli, like Shita Mekubetzes against Rashi on Daf Yoram Beis, that Lo'ovda Bakli. Now again, if you want to say I haven't proven anything, the Shita Gubetzes, maybe he means both. He just happens to be mentioning Haktar Bakli, but he also agrees with Rashi. I can't promise you one way or the other, but it is striking that he gives an alternate and omits Kiddush Bakli. Maybe there's no Kiddush Kli at all. And if you'll ask, how could there be no Kiddush Kli? You mean puts on his back, there was never an Iskadish Bakli. The answer is, what do you mean? It's like the Havamin and Sota. I know it's not the Maskan and Sota, because that wasn't Rav Shimon talking. Rav Shimon holds like the Havamin of Secha Sota. You already Mekadish the Mincha once by putting the whole Mincha in the Kli Sharis. Why didn't the Mekadish eat part of it separately? Especially since, hopefully this is a theme we'll get to explore further, but I'm just going to throw out this theme, and we're not going to develop it now. Is the relationship of the kometz to the shirayim exactly the same as the relationship of the blood dam to the zevach? On the simple level, yes. Meaning, before I throw out new ideas, we have to know the pashup shot. Right? The pashup shot is the kometz is the exact same as the dam. It's what's called the matir, right? You do four avodas to it. Once you put on the mizbeach, it makes it kosher, and then you're allowed to eat the rest, etc. But obviously, in one way, it's very different, in that the dam is a different object than the basar. Dam is dam, and basar is basar, and they're just two different physical things. The kometz is the same exact physical object as the mincha, right? It's just part of the mincha. I mean, the dam and basar are two qualitatively different objects, and that is comes out in many ways, such as your zorik dam, while your makter, evarim, etc. The kometz, the whole point of a kometz, it's not a qualitatively different object than the rest of the mincha. It's just quantitatively a smaller part. And that's why it's always called es azkarasa. Right? It's the representative of the mincha. So maybe we'll yesh ladon a little later in the perek. You know, is there any lumdish significance to this? I mean, it's a true ha'ara. It is true that the kometz is the same substance as the mincha. Well, the dam is not the same substance as the basar. Is there any halach significance to that? I'll pilum this we'll get to. I do think maybe, yes. Here it makes this possibility in Rav Shimon very attractive. What do you need a special being makdish b'klisharis the kometz? The whole mincha was already kadosh, and the kometz is just part of the mincha. It's just a quantitatively smaller part of the mincha. Why does it need its own kedusha? I understand you do something different to it. But after all, how about a minchas kohen? How many times are you makdish minchas kohen in klisharis? Once. You put the whole thing in the klisharis, then you put the whole thing on his back, right? Komachas kohen kolotil yivetiyel nosiachel. So here you put it all once and you put part of it on the mizbeach. It's not so crazy that you don't need to be kaddish the kometz. You already had a kiddush kli. That's the havmin and sota. So fine, the chachamim don't hold like the havmin and sota. They hold like the maskan and mesechus sota. But Rav Shimon can hold like the havmin and mesechus sota. That there's none. And if it's not an avod at all, then you don't need to say if Rav Shimon holds there is no avod of kiddush kli. That answers Tosa's question. Why doesn't he say I disagree? Machshav is not posel the kiddush kli because there is no avod of kiddush kli. I'm going to say in Daf Chavav there's no such avoda. If I say it doesn't exist at all, not that it's optional, it doesn't exist at all. If I say on Daf Chavav it doesn't exist at all, I don't need to also tell you there's no psal machshava. Something doesn't exist. Obviously, there's no psal machshava. So this is a third answer to Tosas Kasha. This may be what Sfas Emes means in his second answer. The Grizz clearly seems to have had this as a Havamina. And I saw in the Sefer also called Minchas Avram. He was very... very keen on this approach.
No, I'm sorry. So when did the Kedusha come?
The Kedusha comes in the first Nesiyah. Yeah. And that's Kedusha enough for some of it to be eaten and some of it to be burned on the Mizbeach. That's fine.
Why can't it be that there's an Nesina of a Kli that Rav Shimon agrees to? And this whole thing is only about that. He agrees you need a Nesina.
Ah! That's the reason why that can't be. I'm not sure if that can or can't be. That's a philosophical question. What you're telling me is exactly the day of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak on Daf Chavav, and there's a Tiyuvda against him. So the reason why that can't be is because it could be on some philosophical level Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said it, but on a different philosophical level, he had a Tiyuvda. So the reason is, nice idea, you're recovering from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, but there's a Tiyuvda against him. So that's why it can't be. And that's why I didn't take that into account at all.
I think from the context that that's talking here about Kiddush Kometz, not about the Ketavah. When they bring Rav Shimon,
Well, here we're actually talking about the kmitza. And this, the next line is about the kmitza, right? The next line maybe got the kmitza of a small. But here they do call this, in the context, you're saying they do call this the ba'i kiddush kometz. Elmanda, we're now ba'i kiddush kometz of Shimon, uva small, achshuri machshir, yad, the... Yeah, well, I'm not sure what your question was. I might have a better, a different question. Your question was your point was the context there is.
It's we're talking here about kiddush chometz, and on that they bring Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Shimon holds the Baal Ovda Biyad. It's connected with kiddush chometz and not with Kaftara.
That is a I hear your Taina. I hear your Taina. Shidduch chometz is notwithstanding, that's the Gemara, you're saying. I hear Taina. Okay, I have to.
Well, this is a halach and a chronim, though. You know, it's one after the other there.
Yeah, no, not this. This is...
Why? Which one?
Three.
Yeah.
Who do you have there?
Shiuri zvakin mihakurit mincha savra. Maybe you should mention him who bets us.
Okay, so let's. I'm gonna have to look back very carefully about exactly how to read the Shakta Vatarya here. His kash is that this Gemara seems very explicitly there is Kiddush Kometz, at least if you take that track on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Even though Shimon Gobetzis chose not to read that into one particular line, the Gemara does assume that boy Kiddush Kometz bismol. That, you know, if you need Kiddush Kometz, you do Kiddush Kometz in small. Sounds like at least that track is Kiddush Kometz, which is the opposite of what this Mincha Savra and the grid, meaning not our grid, but his cousin. The Brisk Rav's son, no?
I don't know.
Doesn't the Brisk Rav have a son grid?
Yeah.
That's your answer. Okay. So let's leave that a little bit concerning. Ian? You know, just because a lot of Achronim say it doesn't mean that it can't be wrong. If only I said it's more likely to be wrong, but we're still only human beings. Okay, so let me think about that and whether this is in fact a possible pshat or whether it's not. In fact, the Minchas Avraham, who I think was a Talmud of the Brisk Rav Efshir, and the Shiurei HaGrid from the Yerushalayim side said it doesn't necessarily prove that it's right. The fact that they were deep in the Shiva Gubetzis doesn't necessarily prove anything. Okay, let's leave that a little bit sorry. Yon Lemaisa then, let's just point out that we have three opinions as to what do we come out? Three opinions as to Kiddush Kometz Lefi Rabbi Shimon. One opinion is Avoda She'efsher Levatla. There really is an avoda, but you could do it in one track or not do it in one track. The second opinion is avoda she'iyav shalavatla. You absolutely need it. Just tremendous chiddush in tzom kachim. Your hand can count. And third opinion is ein avoda chazaklal. There is no such avoda. Which, you know, is perhaps a minchas of Ram.
And the
okay, it doesn't matter. Rufus and Gavri. It's really okay. Minchas of Ram in the grid. Is that it's really not an avodah at all. There is no Kiddush Kli, and we just rely on the Kiddush of the whole Mincha B'Kli. Right? Ain't no avodah klal, and we rely on the whole... and then nafkamina is just in our context. How do you answer Tosfos kasha? Do you say it's taka avodah efshar levatla, but since it's two separate tracks, that's not called efshar levatla, or do you say it's efshar levatla, or you say it's not an avodah, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. The grizz throughout a possible nafgamina of this. What if you take the kometz and put it into a kli chol, and then put it into a, take the kometz with your left hand, put it into a kli chol, right, and then take it out of the kli chol and put it back into a kli sharis. So the Griz suggested it could be a nafgamina, a, how to answer Tosos' question. B, nafgamina could be kamatz v'nasan l'klichol v'chazar v'nasan l'klishares v'avad b'smol. Right. What about the following case? The Griz says, if you taka need kiddush, if you need kiddush kometz, at least within this track, then here you don't have kiddush kometz, because the principle is, if you don't do the kiddush kometz right away, then it doesn't work. That's what the Chachamim hold. The Chachamim hold, if you don't do the kiddush kometz right away, it doesn't work. This is parallel to what we call nishbach al haritzba v'asfo. If you, let me just review the halach v'izvachim. I kach the dam nikli sharis, and then it spills. After Kabbalah, I can pick it up and put it back in the klisharis. If the dam spills out of the animal's neck on the floor and I never do Kabbalah, it's too late. Once it lands someplace else, it's too late to do Kabbalah. I have to do Kabbalah right away. That's mi dam hapar, we interpret as dam me hapar. So, says the Brisker Rav, he says this nafkamina. The Brisker Rav is very convinced by Rashi. He doesn't have a shidim gubetzes, or he didn't look at the shidim gubetzes here, or he didn't think it was significant. He works off the Rashi on Daf Yudam and Beis, says the Brisker Rav, that, meaning he takes derech number one here, according to one and two, it should be pasul, because you need Kiddush Kli, and here it spilled someplace else before the Kiddush Kli. You didn't have Kiddush Kli right after the Kemitza. You're not like, it's pasul if it goes someplace else meanwhile. Obviously, if you don't need Kiddush Kli, then it's perfectly fine. You don't need Kiddush Kometz. So if you don't need Kiddush Kometz, who cares if it went into a whole Kli first? Obviously, you have to bring it up to the Bech and the Kli Sharis. So that's the requirement of that Avoda. But if it just goes to the Kli Chol and does nothing in between, there's no problem of interruption. That's the Nafgamina the Brisker Rav suggests. So basically, his Havamina, he thought that you don't need Kiddush Kometz, that maybe it would be Kasher. And then he decides, like Rashi, no, there's real Kiddush Kometz. And therefore, he assumes that way is a puzzle. Okay, he also has a discussion on Daf Yud about whether you could mix and match, do part of the avodos in a kli with your left hand and part in a in your right hand. Let's say you do the holacha and your kli with your left hand and the haktara with your right hand or something like that. Or you do the kiddush kometz with your left hand in a kli and then the haktara in your right hand, whether you're allowed to mix and match or not. And he says if it's really two different tracks, then it should be a problem. To mix and match. And I think this is what he's trying to say. Says the Brisker Rav, what about, I don't remember his exact scenario, give me a second, I've noted, I've registered. His scenario is, he says here, let's say, I'm going to just add to make it a little clearer. Let's say you have Nasan Likli Bismol Vihikter Biyad Yamin. Can you sort of mix and match different tracks? Or can you not? He's Madaik and Rashi that you cannot mix and match different tracks. I think if you assume that there's really two different tracks, then it makes sense. You can't mix and match different tracks. I think what he's trying to say, if I understand correctly, is if you take the approach of really, no, there's two tracks. You have to pick the Kli track or pick the Yad track. He, Yaakov, is going to ask, at exactly which moment are you committed to the track? And that's, he spends two pages trying to figure out exactly what moment you're committed to which track. the Ayin Sham, but if you assume there's two tracks, no, either you have to take one track or take another track, then it makes sense that it's possible if you mix and match the tracks. You have to, you know, you have to have the right track. But, and then I know you have to get into the details, if you assume, I think what he's assuming, that no, there's no Inyan of Kiddush Kli, then actually you could say you don't need to make Kaddish in either track. There is no track of Kiddush Kli and track of non-Kiddush Kli. Then he seems to be assuming that you just have to do the Avoda. There is no din of Kiddush Kometz. You just do the Avoda. Then after, you could say, I could do one stage of Avoda one way, and the other stage, I mean, if there's no significance to putting in the Kli, certainly, right? If there's no significance to putting in the Kli, then that should be fine. Who cares whether I put into a Kli with my left hand or didn't put into a Kli with my right hand? There is no second stage anyway. So if there's no second stage anyway, then even if I put into a Kli with my left hand right away, that stage was utterly insignificant. I could take it out of the Kli and do the Avoda with my right hand. Okay, this one could certainly complicate this a little more, but we'll leave it for now. Jonathan.
You made a parallel between Mishpat Adam Aritz, just spoke of food, like a promise, because there's something intervening. But is that true? I mean, there it's a nibud from a pasuk. The Dam Apar, Dam Yapar, it's on Chafei Amaralev and Tzachim.
Yes.
Here we don't have this pasuk. I mean, are all the avodos learn one from the other, like shechita?
You are right, but I'm quoting the Mefurish Gemara in Chavav Amibet. Here it's talking about a slightly different case for the Chachamim. You're taking your right hand and putting your left hand before your Mekadesh et Bekli. And it says, you know what? If you put it any place it doesn't belong before Kiddush Kli, it's like Nishvach Adam and Atzavra L'Ritzvah. And they make that meaning I wasn't making up that parallel. So Mefurish Gemara, Chavav Amibet and Menachot. So Menachot, Chavav Amibet at the top.
If you had a third day up, could you take that first Kli and just do Hogashar HaKtar with that Kli? Do you even need a second Kli?
You mean if you empty the Mincha, empty the Shirayim out of the first Kli, let's say. You empty the Shirayim out of the first Kli, could you put it back in that Kli?
No, meaning can you finish the Avoda just with that Kli?
You have to do Kmitza. In Kmitza it comes out of the Kli.
But I was fine enough. No, let's say you did Kmitza just with your left hand, which should be fine, right?
That's not so possible. We seem to assume the Kmitza needs to be with your right hand at least.
But I thought the Kmitza is not significant.
Kmitza. No, I said the Kiddush Kometz B'Kli is not significant.
Kmitza.
The Kmitza is significant.
No, what I'm saying is, let's say, okay, had that original Kli, okay, and let's say I did Kmitza, and I poured everything out of it, and then in that original Kli, I just put that thing back. And I could I take that right to
the Mizveah? Yeah, sure, why not?
So then you do need some form of a Kabbalah, because like you need to get to the Mizveah with a receptacle.
No, I can take it in my hand, according to a show.
Right,
according to Shimon, I can do everything with my hand if I use my right hand. Right? Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara and then go back to the other thing I promised to discuss. The Gemara says, Rami de Rav Shimon or Rav Shimon. Here the Gemara is, it's obviously a little funny. First they say, according to the three answers, this Rami de Rav Shimon or Rav Shimon, is our mission against Rav Shimon or not? And then they actually tell us the three answers, Rami Rav Shimon or Rav Shimon. Titania, Rav Shimon Omer, Kodesh Kodesh, and Yuchatz Vecha Asham, a different Hekesh, Yeshim Kachatas, Yeshim Ka Asham, Menchas Chote, where Kachatas be Kmatzash Elolish Maksula, Kachatas, Menchas Dover, Yuchatz Asham, Fiyah, Kmatzash Elolish Maksheira. Okay, Ka Asham, Asham, Kashmir, and Ratzah, and Menchas Dover, Kshira, Vieina, Me Ratzah. It learns our Mishnah from this Hekesh of Kachatas Vecha Asham, that some Menachos are like a Kachatas, which is Pasal Shalolish Ma, some are like an Asham, which is Kashav Lo'olo Labailim. So Minchas Chote is like a Chatas and Pasul Shalol Shema. Minchas Nedava is like an Asham. It's Kosher Ve'in Emaratza, meaning it doesn't fulfill your obligation. Shelo Lishma. So this is obviously a stira. Rav Shimon's the one who said there is no Pasul Shalol Shema in Menachos because they're so different, and it's you're just being a joke, and you're so obviously not serious. Yet here he darts to the fast. There is a Pasul Shalol Shema. Amar Rabba Lo Kasha Kamishin Kodesh Kamishili Ba'ilim. No problem. When Rav Shimon says there's no psul shalol shema, that's shinui kodesh. I say machmas is marcheshes. I say marcheshes is machmas. I say chareva is blula is chareva. There, my words are against what we all see with my eyes. So my words are insignificant, and there's no psul shalol shema. When he learned chatzga asham, he meant what's called shinui bailam. This is Minchas Chote, but it's Reuven's Minchas Chote, and a makar vit l'shem Shimon, or it's Minchas Adav. It's Reuven's Minchas Adav, and a makar vit l'shem Shimon. There, it's not going against any. You can't see with your eyes whether it's Reuven's or Shimon's. And there, they were takabi of sol shalosh, so it's no problem. Amalei Abayi mechti machshava de pasur achone keshu. But however, the psal of machshava in Menachos is learned in the hekesh from Zvachim. Mali shinu kodesh, mali shinu bailim. What's the difference between a kodesh? A hekesh has to be across the board, right? The hekesh has to be across the board. The brisk rav sort of, that he said, maybe what Abayi thought was that you're saying, it's like a pircha in the hekesh. It's not like Zvachim because it's maseh mochich malahau. That you can see with your own eyes that it's that what it is. Okay, but either you have the hekesh or you're not first the hekesh. Either it's a hekesh or it's not a hekesh. You can't have a halfway hekesh. So pick either one way or the other way. So the answer is, no, he's saying he's not trying to like say whether we accept the hekesh or not. That's why he's mocking the hekesh. No, he's trying to say a svara. Roshimon darsh time of the grun. Roshimon darsh is time of the grun. Paskin's based on a svara. Machshav lo minkor pasul rachmana. Machshav lo minkor lo pasul rachmana. It's a total hekesh. But even though it's a hekesh, he's darsh time of the grun. He says only a machshava that could actually look like it's true. That passels. That's what the Torah meant, which are all the machshavos by Zvachim. And shinu bayilim by Menachos, but a shinu yichodesh by Menachos, where you say it's something that it just isn't, that is batal mevutal. That is just silly, and it has no effect whatsoever. And the Torah never meant to passel it. And then the Gemara goes on for over an amud and tries to find: are there any cases where, even in Zvachim, maybe it's obvious that what you're saying is not true, and then it shouldn't be possible.
This almost sounds like the Shavua that say, make a Shavua that this is a table.
Yeah, it's like Shavua Shav. Right? So Shavua Shav is, I mean, it's a lot of Shavua Shav, but the Shavua is not Chav. Yeah. Okay.
So maybe yeah.
Yes. Now, here, there's a big machlokas. What is the hekesh? There's clearly a hekesh. What is the hekesh that the Gemara here is referring to?
Really need a chesky back, right?
Oh, Ben's here.
From now on you can take over. What? No, to Ellie. Okay. So, now what's the hekesh? What pasuk is the hekesh? What does Rashi say here? What's the hekesh? What's the hekesh? I mean, Rashi sort of obviously says what the hekesh is. It's in our Gemara. What pasuk is the hekesh? Kodesh Kodesh Avika Chatas V'Ka'asham, right? That's a hekesh, not hekesh in terms of they're next to each other in the pasuk. Hekesh Mefurs, the Torah actually compares them, right? The Mincha is compared to Chatas and Asham. In what ways is it compared to Chatas and Asham? Chatas and Asham have both need l'shma, but have slightly different rules if you do Shalol l'shma. So too Mincha needs l'shma, and if you do Shalol l'shma, it has different rules depending on what type it is. So what is the Hekeshahu? Hekeshahi. So Rashi says, Kachatas Vicha Asham, just like Chatas and Asham, have a some level of social Lishma, so to Mincha, some level of social Lishma. Who argues on Rashi? Tosos, right? Not only Tosos on Rebbe's, a little earlier, but Tosos and Ra'al, the very first Tosos on Masechet, starts out by asking a very valid question. Right? How do we know that you need Lishma in Menachos? Right? And Tosos says, Zos HaTorah Bafuli. The Pasuk, these are both in Tzav, if I'm not mistaken, in the Parsha of Zos Torah Samin, that says, Kosh Kosh Mitzvah, Kosh, good Hekesh Rashi. At the end of this whole part of Parsha Tzav, it says, summary, Zos HaTorah L'olav L'mincha V'lachatas V'lasham V'lamiluim L'zevach HaShlamim. Right? And that is a Drasha Hekesh. Zos HaTorah L'olav L'mincha, I mean, it's the Torah's comparing all these things by saying there's one Torah and listing them. So that's a hekesh of all these things to each other, and the Gemara in Zvachim learns that each of these things, we learn something from each of these karbonos to the others. What do we learn from Shlomim to the others? Just like Shlomim needs to be l'shma, likewise Mincha, likewise Ola and Mincha and Chatas and Asham need to be l'shma, and Mincha's right there in the pasuk. According to this, how do we know that Minchas Chote is more chomer and it's possible legamre, if they're just compared, all menachos are compared to all shlamim. So the Tosafot says, no problem, because later on in Daf Dalet, the Gemara is asked, menacha nimili, that a minchas chotetz, possible legamre, and the answer is, because it says, he is a lashon of a miyot, says only if it's done for its own purpose, not if it's done for another purpose. So, no problem. But the hekesh is dos ha-Torah, and the hekesh doesn't have two levels. The hekesh has one level. Where do we get two levels from? We get two levels from he. That's Tosus on the Beis and Aleph, the first half of Tosus Maskel, Kolom Nachos, and on the Beis and Beis, Dibra Maskel, Minchas Kote. Here it gets a little tricky, and here I'm not sure I have a clear opinion about anything, but I'm hoping maybe you will, which is, why does Tosos reject Rashi? He makes very, very clear quite a number of times. I mean, Rashi's right here in the Gemara, right? Rashi's quoting Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says, it's like a chatas, and it's like an asham, like a chatas, shloshmos pasul, and like an asham, shloshmos kasha lo olabayim shim chova. Right? That's Mefurish Bryce in the Gemara. The Gemara never says, zos ha-Torah lo ovlo mincha is a mokar that lo lishma is a problem in mincha. So Rashi's just telling you what it says in the Gemara. Tosos, however, says that Rashi's telling you what it says in the Gemara, but I'm telling you what's logical. And logically, Zos HaTorah has to be the makar, because the Gemara says Zos HaTorah is a hekesh that you need l'shma. Now, the Gemara says Zos HaTorah is the hekesh in Zvachin, that you need l'shma by Ola, and you need it by Chathas, and you need it by Asham. It doesn't discuss Mincha, because it's not in the Sefer Menachos, but it's in the Pasuk. If this is the Pasuk of a hekesh of l'shma, then if the Pasuk says L'mincha, obviously Mincha needs l'shma. It's just logical. Right? So Tosas, Rashi, textually, Rashi's quoting what it says in our Gemara and a few other Gemaras, and not quoting what it doesn't explicitly say in the Gemara. But Tosa says, I don't care what it says in the Gemara, I care about what's logical. And you know what? If it says something illogical in the Gemara, then it's an asmachta. Which is what Tosa says about this. That's an asmachta. So Tosa says he has two tainas here, just technically. Number one, two logics. Number one, Zos HaTorah has to be a makor, because it says mincha, meaning we know from Zvachim this is the hekesh of Lashma, and since it said the word mincha, it has to be a makar, and kachatas v'cha'asham can't be a makar. Why can't kachatas v'cha'asham be a makar? Why can't it be a makar? So he has a few tainas. Number one, his taina is that asham, we only know the of an asham through a hekesh to shlamim. And if mincha is a hekesh to asham, there's a rule. And when did Daf Yomi about 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, at Ein Lamed Min Lamed, specifically hekesh for hekesh, the classic example, Ein Lamed Min Lamed B'Kachim. So Tosa has a whole bunch of kashas. The main kasha is because shlamim to asham to mincha is lamed min ha-lamed, and you can't learn lamed min ha-lamed. Tosos also points out that there's a few other reasons, maybe. This is Tosos, like, very explicit reason for rejecting saying must be a smach to be'alma, that ain't the dover lamed be'hekesh chozim lamed be'avol kasha. It's and the Yeshua not Russia the Hakha smach to be Alma, kid mefarish bizvachim. It's only in a smach to be Alma, kid mefarish bizvachim. What does it say in Zvachim? And here this is a more difficult taina. He says, after all, we use this for a different Russia. What different Russia do we use it for? We all know what different drusha we use it for, because we just spent an hour discussing it, right? For bala ov de biyad ov de bimin kachatas bala ov de small kaashem. For bala ov de biyad yamin or bikli b'smol, right? Here, Rabbi Kiva Igor Norman Aleph asks, that's only Rav Shimon. So how is that like a good point? We're in the Chachamim. But on Amud Beis, it's certainly at least a good point because we're in Rosh Hashanah. So on Amud Beis, it's a good kasha against Rashi, even though in general it's a weak kasha. And I would also point out, Tosfos sort of implies this. Tosfos didn't say explicitly this is a problem, but if we learn from Gachatas v'Ga'asham, we would know both levels, kasha v'ina maratza and pasul. What did the Gemara say in Daf Dalet? The Gemara says in Daf Dalet that why is Minchas Chote pasul? Because it says he. Why is Minchas Knos pasul? Because it says he. Okay, stick with Minchas Chote. If you had a drush in Gachatz v'Ashem, why would you need he? If Gachatz v'Ashem is only a smach to be alma, then I know. You need Zos Torah, Zos HaTorah to teach you need Lashma, and he to teach us Ma'akev. So you could also ask, we need he to teach that it's that lo lishma is pasul in minchas chote, right? And if you really darshin kachatas v'ka'asham, you would know on your own that it's pasul in minchas chote in kasher and minchas nedava. So there's really a lot of logic, even though Rashi is just quoting what it says in the Gemara, there's a lot of logical tainas against Rashi. Okay. Here, you have to figure out how to defend Rashi here. In Tosos, the only time against Tosos is that in the Gemara it says Kachatas Kasha. So those answers are not smachta. Say it, you're allowed to say it's an smachta. So Tosos is really home free. Rashi is a little tricky here. I don't really have great answers to all these kashas on. What?
Even the Pshuto Sonikra is difficult according to Rashi. Because the Chorus comes to Matir Achila.
Okay, Pshuto Sonikra doesn't kill anyone. Here it gets a little tricky. Like, what exactly is Pshat in? How do you defend Rashi? And we don't have a lot of time. Let's try to defend Rashi a little. After all, why do you need he if it says Gachatas v'Ka'asham? I think I might be able to handle that. Which, I don't know if Tosfos officially asked that as a kasha against Rashi, but it's clearly something that needs clarification. It could be that even if you have Gachatas v'Ka'asham, that's to prove that some minchas are like a chatas and some minchas are like an asham. Maybe we wouldn't have known which minchas are like a chatas and which minchas are like an asham. And therefore, you need he to teach us which ones are like a chatas and which ones are like an asham. And even though maybe on our own we would have known, well, Minchas Chote is like a chatas, it could be, you could say, we wouldn't have known Minchas Knos was like a chatas without he. Once we have he by Minchas Knos, maybe it's only Minchas Knos, and now we need he by Minchas Chote. So you could say to teach us, even though we know chatas with us and there are two levels, we don't know which goes on which level. So you have to teach us which goes on which level. How about the fact you use it as a different drasha? That's not really kasha either. And Tosfos doesn't explicitly say this is a kasha, so I'm going to let it darshan two things for one hekesh. Especially, an extra word, you're only allowed to darshan one thing from. But a hekesh, you're allowed to darshan many things from one hekesh. So that's not really, and Tosfos never officially said these are kashas. These, you can get out of this. He, for Rashi, is not to teach you there's a level of psul, just to teach you which menachos are on the level of psul. In fact, if you darshan something else, you can darshan two things. That's not really a kasha. How about the fact that lomed min halomed, that you learn, Asham from Shlomim, and you learn Mincha from Asham, and you're not allowed to have Lamed min Alamed be'kadshim. It sounds like a good technical kasha. And the answer is I'm not sure exactly my technical skills are up to it. You have to really be holding in. I haven't seen any of the Echronim bother to try to defend Rashi. For some reason, they weren't so interested in it. But it could be that, even so, when you have a hekesh to two things, and one of them is not a lamed min halamed, because by chatas has its own psukim for shul l'shma, maybe that's sort of a heimenu v'davar acher kind of thing, where they, sometimes there are exceptions, not exactly like heimenu v'davar acher, but the Gemara Zvachim says, daf yom people recall a little, but no doubt confusedly, that sometimes you have something that's partially a lamed and partially not, you're allowed to learn from it. Or it could be that sometimes if you have like a total extra word that, counts as written by itself. So let's assume Rashi can defend himself somehow. Although I admit I'm not doing a great job. This is more interesting to me, which is, what's the shlacht? Yes?
Why
terms of the second answer, isn't the point of the Gemara on Zvach Mirah Achronah that you can't turn both the dresser from the spouse? And the Gemara asked that explicitly.
The one that Tosfos is quoting.
Yeah.
So then I have to figure out a way out of that, is what you're saying. I'd have to work hard to figure out a way out of that. What does it say there? Bishlam hainu de iskash. Whoa, hold on.
No.
You're saying very well. Okay, I think I'm sort of dead in defending Rashi here. But someone has to defend Rashi, meaning I'm not defending myself here, right? I'm defending Rashi, because it is very explicit, unless you make it a machlokes asug user somehow, but then you have to figure out why. Unless Rashi says, and then he can answer all the questions a little bit in one fell swoop, that unless Rashi says like this, if you look in Rashi's Lashon here, Rashi's Lashon is a michti machshava de pasal rachmana mincha keisha hu de itkish rachmana mincha lezvachim kedichsev kodesh kedoshim hika chatas v'cha asham ma zvachim pasal v'machshava kedichsev machshu lo yichashiv at minchanami ma lishinu kodesh ma lishinu baylim. He doesn't say lechatas v'asham here, he just says it's compared to zvachim that there's a problem of shalol lishma. Right, not necessarily that there's a different dagger of chatos and asham. Now, maybe that's just because it's not relevant to this line, unless maybe Yosef could defend Rashi by saying the Gemara in Zvachim is talking about the diak of chatos and asham, that there's two different levels, chatos and asham. The two different levels of chatos and asham, Reb Shimon really darshins for yad and yamin, yad being yamin and kli being small. That's the two different tracks of chatos and asham. And not for the two dargas of psul versus a kasher v'lo Allah. And that's what the Gemara means here. And where do you get psul and kasher v'lo Allah? Because you look at the umirchas chote to psasa shlo lishma taima achrina. Right? Because of he. So maybe you could say that, maybe you could answer Rashi. Let me see. That what Rashi says is that Rashi, if you're medayik in Rashi here, defend Rashi, either we will or we won't. I mean, we sort of have to, he's Rashi. But, the question is whether we can. Maybe you could say, if you're medayik in Rashi here, ein apami kachatas v'cha'asham, kachatas v'cha'asham, that's really not the ikar drasha. That's an asmachta. Kachatas v'cha'asham. However, that there's a different two levels of shalol shma. However, the hekesh lezvachim, that is not an asmachta. The hekesh lezvachim that you need lishma on a basic level, that's an ikar drasha. So maybe you could say just that you could defend Rashi by saying that the separate levels, the two separate levels, are not an ikar drasha. That's not the ikar drasha. But the general hekesh to zvachim, to require lishma, is an ikar drasha. You hear what I'm saying? And that's why I'm being diagnosed with Rashi here. He doesn't quote the difference in chatas and asham here. And then there's no problem loving min alamed, because by chatas, it says by chatas itself that you need lishma, and you don't need a hekesh. It's not a problem we use for a different drasha. Yet, the difference in chatas and asham is for a different drasha. But the comparison could be for more than one thing.
Could you have gotten across that point without being mocking to kachim at the same time? To zvachim at the same time?
Ah, so maybe what I'm claiming is that the hekesh, you're allowed to darshan two things from. The fact that chatas and asham are listed separately, you can only make one drasha from. That's what I'm claiming to defend Rashi. And as far as why you need he, it's obvious. What I'm claiming is this. What I'm claiming is that you can darshan, or even that, you can darshan one thing from, yeah, you're allowed to darshan, you can darshan only one thing from the distinction of Chatas from Asham. The fact that there's two tracks, Chatas and Asham, you can only darshan one thing from. And that, the Gemara in Zvachim says, you can only darshan Rabbi Yehuda, Braid Rav Chia. But you can darshan something else from the general comparison. Because the general comparison is a hekesh, which you can darshan many things
which
from.
Is what?
That Minchas likes Zvachim.
But you need the first class, you're more difficult. Now Rashi means the drusha, it's not. And the only thing we have in the Gemara is this asmachta. This drusha, we don't
even know. And a fanami. But you see how this answers all of these. Answers all A, B, and C. Because you need he, because this is just general. It doesn't tell you the higher metric of soul. Use the different chatzis and asham was for a different drasha. But the comparison in general to Zvachim, you can learn many things from. And it's not lami mel lami, because you're not learning the two separate levels, one which you're just learning the shema, and it says the shema by chatzis.
I think just in general, because you could learn more than one thing from a hekesh in general.
Yes. Just not from this distinction between chatzis and asham. This is still a little tricky. Zos HaTorah, I still haven't defended Rashi against this. Okay, thank you, Yosef. Yosef helped me defend Rashi.
This
is Baba Kami. You'd have 100 sperm defending Rashi, right?
But if you learn.
I'll give my last question. It's past 1 o'clock. Anyway, I found in the Chedusha Rashba here. You should know there's a Chedusha Rashba Menachos. It was definitely not written by the Rashba. Rav Elchanan, in a little essay that used to be printed in the old editions, in the back of the Kovetz Aretz and Yevamos, writes every Rishon that's not really written by who is printed in their name, who really wrote it. By now we don't need that because they fixed them already. Meaning you don't need him to tell you Chedusha Rashba on Sukkah was written by the Ritva, because now it says Chedusha Ritva is fine. You only need that when you read Shulchan Aruch with Biur Agra. Help us suck it, keep putting Rashbas to know he meant the Ritva. But the Chedusha Rashba, he's mystified. Who wrote the Chedusha Rashba? Menachos. He throws out a few theories from different Gedolim, none of which I think are Pashim Shah. I think the style is clearly a very, very late Rishon, meaning from almost the time of Yosef Cairo. Just because his style, like, you know, he quotes long passages from Rashi and starts doing a falpo in them, which is only late Rishon do. People in time of the Rashba don't. Anyway, the Rashba actually does answer this question. So if you look at the Chedusha Rashba here, maybe we will go on in the Gemara and delve a little deeper into Rav Shimon Shita about Ein HaMenachos Dom L'Zvachim next time, and we'll try to answer this question, again with speculation. On the one hand, I'm admitting everything I say to defend Rashi against Tosos is speculation. I'm not at all saying I'm 100% sure. On the other hand, I don't have anything. If you don't have anything, any better shot, then your best shot is 100% your best shot. So we'll continue this a little bit for a few minutes, and we'll go on in the Gemara to finish up the Sukkah of Shem on the Mitzvah Shem next time. That is up to everyone.